93.7 Express FM. We are passionately pumping.
Jamal Lowe's onside. The flag stayed down. Jamal Lowe, nonchalant, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
Cheltenham Town, that'll stick in my mind forever.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
You can't be involved with this football club and not be emotional. The club is special.
Action and reaction.
It's an exciting challenge. I'm proud to be the manager of Portsmouth.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
The whole stadium erupted singing Play Up Pompey. It was a surreal moment.
To do it with a club like Portsmouth was just incredible. That was the reason why I joined the club.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
A very good evening wherever you're listening to us. Just going to go downstairs and collect midfielder Bryn Morris. We'll be with you in just a tick. So a very good evening wherever you're listening to us. And welcome to the Thursday Night Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
A very good evening. Welcome back to the Thursday Night Football Hour with me, James Robbins, 93.7 Express FM. Don't worry, we're not going to be playing any more highlights of the QPR game or the losing game or anything like that. Just a slight technical glitch, shall we say. A very good evening to our partners as well, Stagecoach Portsmouth. If you are in and around the Portsmouth area and you want to jump on a Stagecoach bus, the best place to do it is visit their app. You'll get all the fares, bus times, everything that you could possibly need. I hope you're feeling all right after the cup result on Tuesday, but here's a little something to pick you back up again ahead of the big game against Plymouth next Saturday afternoon. Right, without any further ado, I think you've waited long enough. It's my absolute pleasure to welcome Bryn Morris into the Football Hour studio. A very good evening, Bryn.
Good evening.
I'll be honest, mate, it's a bit of luck your transfer was done at the beginning of the window. Otherwise, this was a bit of a rush.
Yeah, just plays it over the line. I'm cracking on with it. I've enjoyed my first almost 4 weeks here, and I just want to. I've had a little bit of a knock on my ankle, which has stopped us the last few games, but hopefully round and go for Saturday.
How frustrating is that for you then? If you've just joined a new club, you've just made the move, and then it's almost a bit of a stuttering start.
Yeah, I mean, it was the Luton game I done it in. I actually done it in the first half, but adrenaline and stuff like that get you through, and then after the game it just kind of blew up, and I've struggled with it since, but just gotta get through it for the time being, and I'm looking forward to the game at the weekend.
Are you fit for that one then, ready to go?
Hopefully.
It's not one of those where you're declaring yourself fit and the medical team are like, maybe just a week too soon.
Hopefully I will be. See how it is tomorrow on training and take it from there.
I think that's, one of the first questions that came in when we announced that you were joining us here on the Football Hour was why the move to Pompey? So in your own words, what attracted you to the move down south?
I think the club sells itself, being so big, the history it's had, and obviously the manager. Promotions on his CV before when we signed, was top of the league. It was a no-brainer, really.
And I guess, just from an outsider's point of view and then coming inside, are you surprised with Pompey's form in January?
No, not really. I think at every level, you're going to have ups and downs. See, Liverpool the other night, obviously, not taking maximum points, and then there's a lot of talk about it, so it's at all levels, there's ups and downs, and what matters ultimately is end of the season.
From what you've seen in the dressing room, is this a side that can bounce back and a side which can go on a run like they did earlier on in the season?
Yeah, definitely. Gaffer keeps saying that it can change at any minute. Good enough to go on a run, to the end of the season unbeaten, which is, we can do that, so yeah. It'll all fall into place, I'm sure.
I'll just pick it back up with the Luton game as well. What was that like to play in, firstly? Just get thrown in straight into match action for the Blues in what is one of the biggest games of the season?
Yeah, a few of the lads said, thrown in at the deep end, first start. But no, I was buzzing for it. Great game, good atmosphere, obviously. A really good game to watch for the fans. On another day, we'd have took the all 3 points. We had plenty of chances, but no, it was a game of two halves. First half, we obviously weren't very good, and then second, we come out flying, and in the end, I feel like we should have won it, but it just wasn't to be on the day.
You had a great chance as well. Not that I want to rub it in, but a great chance there, was it? I suppose, is that where we're going to see you in positions like that, in and around the box?
I hope so. Obviously, with Naylor out at the minute, I don't know what the gaffer's looking to do. We'll probably find out a bit more tomorrow and then before the game on Saturday. But yeah, I've got a good engine and I like to get forward, but also do the other side going backwards.
What is your favourite position then? Because when you signed, there was, I guess, a multitude of positions which you can play. What is your favourite position?
I do prefer number 8. I've played number 4, number 8 and number 10 this season. When in the first half of the season.
You're ticking them off.
Yeah. But I definitely prefer number 8, that freedom to be able to get forward.
And just, I guess, going back to that Luton game again, what's it like from, I guess, the player's point of view? Because this is the first time I've had to ask a player about it. Because I was watching in the stands, and it's all right going away from a game where you've lost. It's all right going away when the other team's better than you. But when you've lost the game because of a person who shouldn't be influencing it, how is it difficult to take when the refereeing is deciding games?
Yeah, definitely. It hurt even more the way the players of them and the fans were going on after. As if that was the end already, but we'll have our day again.
That's a great answer. Great. Yeah. But is it? I mean, it was one of the questions, funny enough, in the survey, and you just think, it's shocking. Anyway, moving it on. What is the Pompey dressing room like?
It's fairly quiet, to be honest. Everyone just gets on, comes in, does their job, looks after themselves physically. The gaffer's quite big on do what you need to do, but on a match day you've got to turn up.
I mean, that's funny enough, that's the first time we've actually heard that, because to be fair, we haven't had a player on, I think, at least this bit of January anyway, or going into February. Many have said it's quite buoyant in there, quite lively, so it's interesting to hear actually on the other side of the things. I guess maybe it's the recent run of results maybe just bearing down a bit on the dressing room.
No, I wouldn't say so. It's not a down. It's not like there's not a down feeling in the dressing room. Maybe I just haven't seen it yet, being new, not even 4 weeks here yet, so maybe it's all the banter and that. Well, there is plenty of banter, but in terms of, like there's levels of banter. I've been at clubs before where people's gear is getting battered and stuff like that. I haven't seen any of that yet.
Wait, who was the worst club for that then?
There's a few characters at Shrewsbury last season. No names.
And of course, you're part of that Shrewsbury side as well from last season. Does that still hurt? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to do this earlier on, but is there lessons to be learnt which you learnt from that Shrewsbury season which you can take into Pompey's second half of the campaign?
Yeah, of course. I think any level that I play at, whether it be the top or bottom of League One or any other divisions, I think you can take all of them experiences and the help you going forward. But yeah, there's definitely unfinished business from last season.
If you want to get involved and send a question into Bruno, you can do so. Start your text message, the word Express. Send that to 81400, email studio@expressfm.com, or you can tweet us by using @ExpressFM. Just picking you up on one of your earlier points there, when you were saying one of the big attractions to joining Pompey was, of course, where they were in the league, and, of course, the opportunity to get promoted into the Championship. Is there still a long way in the season to go? Because when you read on Twitter and you look at what people are saying, I think there are some Pompey fans who are now resigned to the playoffs. Do the players see that as the case?
No, definitely not. we'll be going for automatics all day. Like I said, it's just a run that we need. Everything will hopefully fall into place, and then if it doesn't, then if it is the playoffs, we'll be ready for that. But yeah, it's a very long way to go.
And for yourself as well, joining Pompey, do you see this is this a team, just looking through your career with Middlesbrough, and there's a few loan deals in there, Shrewsbury and another loan, and now into Pompey, as a club now where you can settle for a sustained amount of time?
Yeah, I hope so. That's how I see it anyway. Hopefully be here for, you know, many years and play a lot of games for the club. I've enjoyed it so far, and long may it continue.
Yeah, certainly have. If you want to get a question to Bryn, like I said, you can do so by starting your text message word Express, sending that to 81400. You can email studio@expressfm.com, or you can tweet us by using @ExpressFM. We'll be with Pompey midfielder Bryn Morris for the next 40 minutes or so. So get those questions into us.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Very good evening. Welcome back to the second part of the Thursday Night Football Hour with myself, James Robbins, 93.7 Express FM, and honoured to be joined by Pompey midfielder Bryn Morris, like we do every Thursday night. Another Pompey player here to join in. This is a great opportunity for you to get your questions into us on a show which is driven to you by Stagecoach Buses. If you want to get in and around the South Coast and you can't be bothered to drive, there's only one thing to do. Download the Stagecoach Buses app and they will take you all where you need to go with all the latest fares, timetables, the best rates on there, especially if you're a young person. Get yourself a day rider for £2.50. Like I said, it's not just me asking Bryn Morris the questions. If you want to get involved, you can do so. Start your text message with the word Express, send it to 81400. You can email us studio@expressfm.com, or you can tweet us @ExpressFM is where you can find us. That's where you need to head to. Bryn, so for, I guess, the Pompey fans varying have seen you maybe one game, some of you maybe three or four. What is your game, if you were to describe it to someone who hasn't seen you?
Energy, a lot of energy, getting up and down, doing both sides of the game. A nice passing range, long and short. And, I just like to bring that desire, grafting hard and being a team player, really. But yeah, energy and passing range.
And of course, you're only 22 years old. How far can you see your career going? Have you looked at sort of career aspirations and go, you know, look at the Championship, maybe even the Premier League, and go, oh, I could play in that level?
Yeah, I feel like I could play in the Championship. Obviously, I was at Middlesbrough. I've had a few cameos here and there in the Championship. And why not the Premiership? You know, I think everyone should be ambitious and shoot for the stars, because I've played with players at the England youth ages who I thought, you know, would never go on to do what they've done, and, you know, like, even beyond that, some of them have flew, so I don't see why it couldn't happen for me as well.
Any names in there?
Yeah, there's plenty. Dele Alli, Loftus-Cheek, Chilwell, but Joe Gomez, Damari Gray, just to name a few. Rashford, I played with Rashford, and plenty, yeah.
There's some really, really good names in there. And of course, you captain some of the England levels as well.
Yeah, I think 38 out of 39 games I captained. Harry Winks, he was another one. Yeah, so some good players.
I was going to say, you're in elite company there, so hopefully we can get you back up there again. As well, being a captain from that level and bringing it forward into, I guess, this Pompey team, I mean, can you, I guess, show your leadership quality from that age level to this, or is it a completely different ball?
Yeah, definitely feel like I can. I think that's just part of my makeup, part of who I am, wanting to win, desire and passion and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, I can definitely bring that to the team and hopefully help that way as well.
One question I've always wanted to ask a player, I mean, you said that you got their high energy levels, you want to get up and down, you got a good range of passing. How on earth was it, like, what was it like playing at Wickham? Because that must have been absolutely awful.
Yeah, I think the gaffer's style of play there is a lot about counter-attacking and sitting behind the ball and, you know, like breaking quick. He likes to get quick wingers in, break down sides, get crosses in the box. But yeah, a lot of his like his foundations are built on, you know, hard graft. And then when we get that ball back, it's about going as quick as you can.
Yeah, and I mean it's a tough watch, I'll be honest. Yeah. Sort of learning those, let's call it game management skills. Yeah.
To be honest, when I was there, it didn't really feel like that. Obviously, when Akinfenwa was playing up top, he's the the centre halves might get it a few times and bang, and it does stick. It does work, but there wasn't too much of it when I was there. I didn't feel like
I'll be honest.
Which is interesting because everyone seems to say the same thing.
What was it like playing with a beast then? Now you've brought him up. It's, I can imagine he was quite a character.
Yeah, he's like off the pitch, really good to have around the dressing room. Very mature and like the way he speaks to everyone. But he's also a funny guy as well. But yeah, on the pitch, you just, when that ball goes up to him, you know it's going to stick, and you can get runners off him. And I remember the Portsmouth game in particular, actually. I remember because he was on the pitch, I didn't need to whip the ball in. I just stood it up, and he did nearly score from it. You just know that he's going to slap that ball with his head.
I tell you what, it was some finish from you at the Fratton end as well.
Yeah. I've said before in an interview, it was my first professional goal because my one against Bradford got ruled out. The dubious goals panel. Oh. But yeah, it was good. Like, obviously, I think everyone's up for the games against, you know, the Portsmouths, the Sunderlands, because such big clubs, big stadiums, big fan base. So yeah, it was nice.
No, it was a great finish. Hopefully we'll see you do that in blue. Yeah. So at least you got your sights are in. Let's go to some of the text, tweets and emails coming into us. A very good evening to Greg listening in Hamburg. He says, what persuaded you to join Pompey and welcome to the club?
Yeah, thanks first of all. But yeah, like I said earlier, the club sells itself. Being so big, having such a good history, one of the best fans about, probably, definitely in this league, but not like even at the high levels as well. And obviously, the manager's track record of promotions on his CV, and obviously where we are in the league, like right up there fighting for promotion.
I'll combine two questions into one. It's good evening to Sarah Powers and good evening to Mark. Mark says, can I ask if you've settled into the area late? And Sarah Powers asks, hi, James, why were you late to the studio tonight? I'll combine those both of you. You're, I guess, in the process of moving in, settling in, getting all your stuff together.
Yeah, I'm very settled in terms of around the training ground with the lads, stuff like that. But I think what fans don't see is, and not just fans, obviously, everyone in particular, the other side, you know, moving down here, I've been in a hotel for it's 3.5 weeks now, nearly 4 weeks. And that's not easy, you know, like living out of a bag, and you just want to get settled in your own place, which today I've been given the keys to, and then I'll be doing the move next Tuesday, so... No, hopefully, like in a few weeks, I'll be really settled, like off the pitch, because you know you spend a lot of time at home, or you know, home. So yeah, it is important to be settled, but you just got to get through that initial first bit.
I mean, I think Andre Green, when he came on here, said I think he managed to get a piano into his room in the Holiday Inn because I just had to keep myself sane. I mean, what did you do to keep yourself sort of occupied?
That's interesting. I definitely didn't get a piano into my room. You know, it's the normal things really, Netflix, stuff like that. I try a lot of time FaceTime my family, you know, just spend a few hours downstairs when I'm having the dinner, just watching things and being around people, you know, just talk to people really.
What about, did you manage to catch Sunderland Till I Die?
At all? No, I haven't seen that actually yet. I tried to watch the first episode, but it didn't do much for me. But I might try to get back on that at some point. I have heard good things.
Wow, I'm guessing it might be good, Are you a Middlesbrough fan or Hartlepool fan? Or
well, you know, I had a season ticket for Hartlepool for about probably 8 years when I was younger, and then under 16 you start playing on a Saturday, and you know, you have to obviously give that up. But I do follow Hartlepool and Middlesbrough. Obviously, I haven't played for them. But Manu is my team.
I was going to say, if you were a Middlesbrough fan, I think you might have enjoyed Sunderland till I die.
Yeah.
Just going through. I mean, what was the big thing for me as well was just how much it is a religion up there. And it is, I mean, I think some people say it's actually Portsmouth is almost a microcosm of that. It's almost a very small part of the North. Have you noticed that a bit between where you're from and being down here for, what, 3.5-4 weeks?
Yeah. I would say so, but I think it's different up north because there's not obviously as much going on, so you can say with the fans, like, it's their weekend, isn't it? You know, they live for it.
Good evening to Sarah Powers, who says, which player gave you your first best first impression at training?
First impression? Good question. Brownie, we were playing Brownie and Clarkey, I would say, like, very composed on the ball, a style that I like in terms of playing out from the back. Clarkey's very good at stepping in and, you know, like, dropping a shoulder, and he does step out with the ball really well, to be fair.
Finally, for this part of the show, good evening to Louis Richards, who says, do you think we will finish? I think you'll finish in the top half. You still optimistic that we can finish in those top two places?
Yeah, I think if we win our game in hand, we think we're back in the.
I don't think so. Off the top of my head, it's probably I'll be honest. I stopped looking.
It's very close, isn't it? Like I said, there's going to be plenty more ups and downs.
Very much so. Right, the next part of the show, you said Clarkey was very good. He was top of our Pompey Keepy Up Challenge, which the boss has decided to wipe, so I don't know if we're starting again from zero. He managed 179 kick-ups inside of a minute. Are you good with your feet, with the kick-ups?
Yeah, but if I don't beat that, I've got half an excuse. Me dodgy angle.
That's a point. Can you do it?
Nah, I should be all right. Yeah.
You should be all right. All right. Find out how Bryn Morris gets on in the Minute Keepy Up Challenge right here on 93.7 Express FM.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Very good evening. Welcome back to the second half of the Thursday Night Football Hour with myself, James Robbins, 93.7 Express FM. Just 25 minutes or so if you want to get a question into Pompey's new man, Bryn Morris, on what his thoughts are for the season, why he chose to move down here, what are his aspirations going forward with the club, or anything in between. You can start your text message, the word Express, send that to 81400, email studio@expressfm.com, tweet us using @ExpressFM. As ever, they are the mediums to get in contact with us. This is the place, of course, between 6 and 7, where you can get your Pompey fix on a Monday, on a Thursday, and tomorrow night, where Jake Smith will be previewing that big, big game against Plymouth on Saturday, which, of course, you can hear live on 93.7 Express FM as part of our Pompey live coverage. So, Bryn, you've had a quick kick-up of the football. Get yourself ready for it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you seem like you're quite confident with it.
Yeah, but I don't know about 179.
Yeah, you're not the first player to question that. There was a few, actually. We had Mark Catlin was in, and he sort of looked at that and sort of went, Clark, and went, what the hell's going on? Yeah. Every player so far has questioned it.
Bit of a fix.
I say this to everyone. Jamal Lowe probably would have beaten him, but he dropped the ball after 45 seconds. if you may, could I get you to take a stand, I suppose, over there? For those of you who haven't done this before, including Bryn, this is our Pompey kick-up challenge inside of a minute. You've got to do as many kick-ups as you can inside a minute. Every time, if the ball drops, we recount the counter to zero, and we take the highest score over the minute. We used to ask questions with it. Unfortunately, I'm working double time at the minute, so I obviously can't do both. Right, so Bryn, when the music starts, so I say go, we'll get you away. So in 3, 2, 1, go.
Ooh.
should have pointed out, also had got an ankle injury as well. So we had Ollie Hawkins last week, or the week before. This is solid. The ball still hasn't been dropped. Still going with about 15 seconds left. That is your time.
Were you counting?
Yeah, that was solid. I wish this leaderboard was. We still had the leaderboard here. I'll just see if I can find out. Off the top of my head, I think Anton Walks did it in, I think, 132. If I set the under over, Anton Walks 132. Where do you reckon that was?
I had 20 more than that.
20 more than that.
That's what I had it as.
Did you?
Yeah.
I had it at 135.
Bloody hell. Interesting.
I had it at 135. What did you make out? 152. 152.
That, well, that's some difference, that, as well. But then when it was on 80, I was like 1, 2, 3, so I started again. So you might be right.
You also started before the timer as well.
All right.
But yeah, I'll be honest, it's not the first time my counting skills have been affected. Right, let's do a quick fire. Actually, let's go to some of the text tweets and emails coming into us. Good evening to Graham listening in, who says, I broke my ankle on Sunday, so as a Plymouth-based fan, Pompey fan, I'm so gutted. I had a ticket but had to pass it on to a mate at the club. Now we'll be joining via iFollow. So it's something, I guess, that you can sympathise with, an ankle injury.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because, you know, it's everything you do. You know, when you run and when you walk, and it's taking all the impact, so...
Yeah.
Get on with it.
There's a northern attitude. Get on with it. It goes on to say, it's a difficult one. I guess when you're coming in to follow Ben Thompson, who was at the club for 3 or 4 months and made a big impact, I guess Pompey fans are looking to... It's replaced like for like, but sometimes it doesn't work like that. And especially if you Kenny sees you maybe out on the wing a bit. Do you feel like you can replace a Ben Thompson or bring an alternative to the game?
Yeah, I think everyone's got their own different attributes and, you know, ability levels and stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely back myself. You know, he was at this level, and now I am. So I don't see why it's any different.
I mean, for you as well, I guess the one thing that Ben Thompson brought was aggression as well. Is that something that's part of your game, or actually are you a bit more reserved?
I wouldn't say it's like my number one attribute, but I've certainly got aggression in us, and, you know, you'll see over the next, you know, however many months towards the end of the season.
What is your number one attribute then?
Probably my passing range. Yeah.
Good evening to Graham Wilkins, who says, hi Bryn, obviously you're pretty new to the team and I don't want you to get into any trouble with the lads, but if you could get to choose the music in the changing room instead of listening to Jamal or Ronan's choice, what would it be? Great question, that.
Good question, yeah. I like a bit of Drake. Like, you know, like fairly mainstream normal stuff, Ed Sheeran, but then I wouldn't probably have that before a game. Bit of house music, you know, I'll get the lads going before the match.
And I guess it goes on to say, have you had your initiation song yet?
I haven't, not. Plymouth, because it's the first overnight stay.
Ah, so that was going to go on to say, who do you room with on a match day? But you...
Craig. Yeah, we've been, obviously, it's a 2 away games. We've travelled early on the day and then stopped in a hotel. So, yeah, Craig.
Hey, I get no trouble from your Shrewsbury days.
Yeah, yeah.
That must have been nice when you got to Roco and there was already a familiar face there.
Yeah, it helps, definitely. Settling in and stuff. I knew Bear just from Middlesbrough and Jack also, you know, in the England setup from a few years ago, so that definitely helps.
Good evening to Sharv, who says, do you remember Jack Watmore from playing together for the England under-18s?
Yeah, he's lost a bit of weight since then. Nah, he has. I said to him, bloody hell, you've trimmed down a bit, hasn't he? And he's in good shape, to be fair to him. He's definitely lost a bit.
On top of his head as well. That must
I know. It's good to get that mop off, isn't it?
Is there any good stories that you can share about Jack at the under-18s?
Can't think of any off the top of my head, to be fair.
Speaking of Jack as well, I think, it must be absolutely, I mean, for everyone sort of at the club to see how he got to the level he's got to and for his knee to go again, it must be just awful.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's nothing anyone can say or do to make it any better for him, but, you know, I've heard the physio say he's had that. He's had a knock on that knee once or twice before, so he's been there before. I'm sure he'll come back, you know, stronger. It's just part of it. You know, you're battering your body every day and every match day. It does take its toll, and on some more than others. And it's just unfortunate for him. You know, all the lads will be behind him, and you know, like good around him. You know, in the dressing room and stuff, and he'll come back stronger.
Good evening to Jess, who says, Bryn, how many goals do you plan on scoring this season?
It would be nice to match what I've already got, which is...
He's got three for Wickham.
Yeah, and then obviously one ruled out. So I'd like three or four again the second half of the season. Especially against Luton, I felt like I was in, you know, some really good positions, you know, like for just pullbacks for... Not tap-ins, but, you know, like giving myself a good opportunity to score. And obviously the one where Jamal's put us through and keeper's made a very good save top corner, to be fair, that would have been nice. But, yeah, started one game and, you know, I feel like there'll definitely be opportunities for us.
This one could be tough. It's the Pompey quickfire bit of the show. You've only been in for 3.5 weeks, so let's see how well you know your Pompey teammates. Who's the best dresser in the Pompey side?
Dresser. Best dresser. Everyone just comes in fairly, you know, like just joggers. And if I had to say Gaz Evans,
yeah,
maybe
he picked himself, I think.
Yeah.
Best dancer.
Best dancer. Ronan likes to fling his arms about and stuff. So I'll say him.
Best taste in music.
Ronan's the only one I've heard.
Worst dresser.
Andy could be up there. He had some naughty trainers the other day, what a few of the lads pointed out.
Worst dancer.
Probably myself.
Worst taste in music.
I haven't really heard much, to be fair. Yes, I don't know what the lads like.
Most dramatic.
Ronan, I mean, we had a drugs test today, and he just couldn't wait to get it over and done with, and it was he made a bit of a meal of it whilst we were walking to get it done.
Who's most likely to forget their boots on a match day? Again, Ronan was a popular answer.
Andy seems dozy as Andy Cannon.
Leave a restaurant without paying for a meal.
Me.
Make up their own transfer deadline day rumour.
Oh, definitely Ronan.
Spend all their money on Black Friday or the January sales or a weekend shopping spree.
No idea.
Throw a fit while playing Monopoly.
Imagine Burge could do that.
Message a celeb for a follow on social media. No, it's quite tough this. You've only been here 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's not helping, is it?
Have a season ticket in the Fratton End.
Probably think one of the lads that have come through the system. Clawsey, Adam Nair.
And finally, a Premier League manager.
Brett's obviously well experienced, isn't he? But I'm not sure if he'd go into that. A Premier League, that's a good question. Berge is, I know he's clever, you know, academically and stuff. He went to uni and stuff before, but I don't know if that'd help him being a footy manager. I'm not sure.
Interesting to say Pittman, he backed himself.
Did he?
He's got
aspirations. I'll go with him then.
Have you been in the cryotherapy chamber yet?
I have, yeah.
Right. All the team are in there. Who is the first person to leave?
I was in there with Jamal today, and then who was I in with the other day? Jamal was whinging today, but you know he stuck out the 2 minutes. To be fair to him,
go with Jamal for the first out. Who would be the last man standing?
Me, mind over matter.
Great answer. Thank you for that. If you want to get in contact with the show, you want to get a question into Bryn, you can do so. Start your text message with the word Express. Send that to 81400. Email studio at expressfm.com. Tweet us using at expressfm. We'll be back after this.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
A very good evening. Welcome back to the final part of the Thursday Night Football Hour with myself, James Robbins, 93.7 Express FM, the place to listen to get your Pompey fix for an hour on Monday nights, Thursday and Friday. If you want to, and big thank you as well to our sponsor, Stagecoach Buses. If you want to get in and around the city of Portsmouth and you can't be bothered with parallel parking or jumping in one of those multi-storey car parks, get yourself a Stagecoach Bus, download the app for the cheapest fares, and look at all the timetables and everything you could possibly need. Bryn, let's outside, actually, I'll go straight into the question from Chris, who's listening out in Italy. Very good evening to you, sir. He says, firstly, welcome to Portsmouth. We're looking forward to welcoming you. Most of the lads enjoy snooker, golf, or even walking the cat. Genuinely, what are your hobbies?
I like the cinema. Someone asked me this the other day, actually. I like a bit of tennis in the summer. Don't do a lot, to be honest. I just sit there and moan. I like the cinema, tennis, swimming. I've done a lot of swimming down here in my spare time, to be fair.
Have you braved the Atlantic yet, or have you?
Nope. No. No, pass.
Nah, it's. I can imagine it is. Freezing. There's people who love a morning swim in the sea, but yeah. I take it you'll stick to Rocco for that.
Yeah, no, pretty standard stuff. Been for a few cakes with Craig on an afternoon. Even like that as well. Bit of a sweet tooth.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you've got to go down and head to the. To be fair, there's a few of those about. I mean, how do you factor that into the diet then? Is it, oh, right, okay, so I've had an ice cream here, so that means I've just got to cut down on this.
Nah, it's obviously you just can't go overboard, can you?
Nah, I mean, there's, I'll be honest, I wish I brought sort of shares in Nando's down here. That seems to be a popular place for the boys to go. Have you jumped on the Nando's bus?
Yeah, we it was about 7 of us went in my first week here before the Checker Trade game. Yeah, like a Nando's.
So who's getting the volcanic and who's going with the lemon and herb number? Who can take the spot?
I've never even. What do you mean the volcanic, the strong stuff?
Yeah,
not me. Plainish for me.
Just plain.
Yeah, I've had a medium now and again, but mostly plainish.
Good evening to this one. Doesn't have a name on it. It says, "Who's the best player you've played with or against, apart from your brother?" I'm guessing that's him.
Yeah, it must have been. What a clown. Dele Alli in terms of what he's done, but at the time I wouldn't have said him. Loftus Cheek.
It's interesting. It's interesting to hear. So is he the one of those where you thought he would just be a League One player? And
No. But I just wouldn't have thought like the height he's reached in the Prem. I think with Loftus Cheek, you always thought he was like kind of the chosen one who was always gonna, be there and around it. But obviously, Dele Alli's done unbelievable.
How much pressure is there on those lads who were coming through in the England setup. You mentioned there sort of like the chosen one and stuff like that. And I mean, it does get picked up by definitely the media at national level when they look at promising kids and go, oh, look at him, he's incredible. And the hype goes on from a young age. Can that be quite a tough pressure to deal with?
No, not really. I think the years I was in the system, like, you see so many players come and go, like really talented players, and then there's a few of them even now. Danny Crowley was probably one of the technically best players I've ever seen, but just he didn't have an attitude, but he was a bit of a character and so much ability. And I think he's playing for Wilhelm now out in the Dutch league.
Yeah,
so
it's interesting. He came with a big reputation from Arsenal fans who followed him, and they said, look out for this kid. Fingers crossed there's still time for him. I mean, what are your, I guess, aspirations, not just for this season, with Pompey and beyond? Is it a case of promotion, no ifs, no buts, we got to get up?
Yeah, 100%. Short term, that's definitely the...
And then, I guess, from there, who knows? But what do you need to get promoted from League One?
Obviously, I've only been in for a full season with Shrewsbury last year in that position where, you know, we're looking to get promoted and we massively overachieved, but it was down to just pure hard graft. It was the hardest pre-season I've ever had, but by the end of it, you've felt unbelievable. And the same, it was the same throughout the season. Like, Tuesdays would be a really hard session, you know, working hard, running. Thursdays, a bit tapered down, and then even on a Friday, there was a rule where we had to pick the worst player on a Friday, and also there was three teams. You do like a round robin, and If you didn't score any goals, you would get fined. Each player would get fined, and if you come bottom of the table, you'd get fined as well. So that's how the manager liked to do it last year, and it kept standards high.
What's the who's the, I guess, if you can think of one off the top of your head, what's the best story you've had from your time in football, which we could broadcast?
Best story. Terms of what? Just anything.
Just in terms of sort of banter or anything like that along the way.
I remember, it's not banter like, but I think it was under 17s, the Euros. We were out in the Ukraine, and there was us, Scotland and Wales all in the same hotel. Really strange place. And it was, the snow was like, it was a good foot deep. And anyway, one day I think we went back to the hotel after a match, and all the teams were like, obviously all British and that, playing table tennis. Everyone's, you know, like around having a bit of banter and that around the table tennis table. And there was a group of Russians who had been drinking all day in the hotel, and you know, obviously drunk and stuff. And just out of nowhere, they decided that they wanted the table tennis table, and they started like hitting, like punching, kicking, like the black lads in particular, and everyone was just like running away from it, scarpering from everything. And I think it was the FA, they got in touch with, obviously went to reception and stuff at the hotel. And honestly, I'm sure it was the fact that they were part of some sort of mafia, and the police couldn't even do anything about it. It was mad.
That's incredible that never made national press. So I mean, I guess you got some sympathy with the England fans.
Oh, there was another one. We were out in France one time, with England, and it was around the time, like, you know, the attacks and stuff in Paris, and I think we had one game left, and literally just stuck us on a chartered flight home. Like, it was. And we were loading the bus up with all the gear and stuff like that, and there was a guy on a motorbike with like his helmet and that over, and he had it lifted up, and he had his hand in his pocket up here, and like everyone was, some nervous times.
Oh, I can imagine your mind is over time. Bryn, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the Football Hour. Best of luck for your career down here. I hope you settle down well and everything goes well. And fingers crossed we see you tucking them into the bomb corner of the Fratton End once again, this time in the right coloured shirt.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yep.
Cheers, Bryn.
Nice one.
It's been a pleasure. If you would like to join us on the Football Hour, we'll be back on Monday. Although Jake will be here tomorrow for the game against Plymouth. All the build-up you can hear, as well as your non-league fix as well. Pompey Live returns live from 2 o'clock as the Blues travel against their old foe Plymouth, who will be looking to get a result over. Can the Blues get back to winning ways in February? Liam Howes, Alan Knight and Jake Smith will be live on the air from 2 o'clock with live kick-by-kick commentary from Andy Moon, Guy Whittingham, with Blow Your Whistle following that. If you want to get your views in about the game, I will be back on Monday to have a wider look at things and hopefully talking about another 3 points for the Blues in their quest of automatic promotion, live from 6 o'clock here on 93.7 Express FM, the station which is passionately Portsmouth, of the course driven to you by Stagecoach Buses. Thank you so much to everyone for getting involved in the show tonight, through all your interaction, all your texts, your tweets, your emails. It is not missed. And a big thank you to Bryn as well for joining us. So whatever you're doing tonight, have a very good evening and I'll see you on the other side.